Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. Alongside Hugh Douglas, we're broadcasting from McGurk's Pub and Grill in Fort Washington.
Yeah, Francisco came in hot, didn't he?
Right around the corner.
This is, you know, TK's kind of music.
When the heavy metal is banging back there.
You like heavy metal, TK?
No. Fran does, though. Have you seen Fran at, like, the mosh pits and stuff like that?
No, I've heard about
wild,
it, though.
Man. Like,
I didn't know
going
Fran
to one
was
tonight.
Didn't know Fran was 30. Oh,
on Wednesday?
Yeah. Yeah. Fran?
It's an upper Darby.
An upper Darby?
Yep.
Fran looks like show. He's kind of like a delicate guy. I don't know how he survives these mosh pits.
Right? I haven't seen him show up with a black eye yet.
Yeah,
so.
Well, no, you did one time, Fran, right?
Yeah, like a the red eye. Whatever. Yeah. I forget what was it called.
Yep. Dude.
Pink eye?
Yep.
No, it was not that.
I forget the name of it.
It's not. It was not a pink eye. Nope,
you came,
was
you
not
came
that.
To work with pink eye?
No, it was not that. No, I shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah.
Hell no. But he infecting everybody with the pink eye.
We're at McGurk's right you? Around the corner from PW, Plymouth White Marsh High School. That is where the
it's going down.
Is going on today. Jack Fritz, Joe DeCamera. Who do you got? That's one of the things we're talking about. Also with the Phillies. Who are you more frustrated? The Phillies lose last night. You can't make this stuff up. A walk-off inside the park home run from Patrick Bailey.
That only happens on video games.
Yeah, only when you're playing at the Citizens happened. Bank Park.
Yeah, basically.
But a walk-off inside the Parker. Who are you most frustrated by? Rob Thompson for sticking with Jordan Romano for the ninth. Dave Dombrowski for giving him these terrible pieces. Or the players for not performing. And the players obviously coming up short again. We'll get back to the phones in a second. But first, we got to go to our expert Kyle Quinn here has been setting some lines for the DeCamera versus Fritz
lines
competition.
Props that I cooked up.
Okay,
here.
What's one of the props here?
All right, well, so first, I think I should ask everybody to get on record. Are we expecting a more heavy Fritz or a more heavy DeCamera crowd today?
I think it's going to be overwhelmingly pro Fritz.
Really?
But they could turn if things go bad.
See, I think, but it's going to be Fritz, but I honestly think people are going to be rooting for the meltdown.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
they want to see.
What I'm rooting for.
But this is the thing, man. With Joe.
They want to see the meltdown.
I think Joe thrives off of being the villain.
Yeah. He's
a
heel.
I think that's what Joe wants is a pro Fritz crowd.
But see, Joe's playing with house money, though. Because, with all due respect, there's not a whole lot of people that like Joe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, seriously, I like Joe too. I like him a lot. But I think some of the listeners, they don't like his radio persona.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, seriously, I'm not trying to be funny.
No, I know.
I mean, I love Joe.
I would tend to disagree with that.
You think they love his radio persona?
Yeah.
You do? All depends on where you're going.
I mean, it depends. Yeah, if you're looking at the internet, nobody likes any of us.
If you look at Twitter, you're going to feel terrible.
That was
about
a good pull by a friend.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, you know, tons of people listen, tons of people call
in. Listen
like,
to him.
You can't. I would have to imagine that if they didn't like him that much.
But you know what's funny? That's the funny thing about not liking somebody. Because I remember when Angelo was here, everybody talked about how much they hated Angelo.
Well,
but Angelo was the hottest thing in the streets when he was here.
Well, yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. So I think that they'll be rooting to see Jack the meltdown. They want people root for carnage. It's almost like a car wreck where people slow down to see the car wreck. It's kind of like that.
I think it's going to be like a wrestling crowd, right?
You mean rowdy?
No, not rowdy. Hopefully not. It's a high school again.
And we don't want listener fights between the
nobody.
The
come on now, unless you're at the bar.
Allowed.
I know Chuck and
unless
Matt Harris going out there. Chuck can get
unless
you're
at the bar. You can drink if you're at the
right,
bar.
Yeah,
because Buddy over there getting it.
Right give us a prop here, Kyle.
Save
us, Kyle. Give us a prop.
Over under one. It's a .5 hit by pitch.
Wait a minute, what?
No. I'm setting the line at 0.5, hit by pitch. So he either hits him with a pitch or he doesn't. I think that's the appropriate line.
Well, you said
line.
1.5 or
no,
half.
So he either hits him with a pitch or he doesn't.
Oh, I think he gets plunked once.
Oh, wow.
I think there is one plunking.
You think,
what do you think?
What do you think?
If it's me, I just come out swinging. I just come out trying to hit him out the gate.
But what do you think? Well, if you were a betting man, which you are now, we know you are now.
Yeah.
Are you taking the over or the under? It's set at .5, hit by pitch.
I mean, for purposes of my agenda.
For your agenda?
God, I'm going over.
I love it. During the break here, we're getting ready. We're getting.
No, I'm trying to get Fred to give me some Wimbledon bets.
Yeah. So,
so what's
I do not know how to bet tennis.
Would you have another one, Kyle? Or what
yeah.
you have on that?
Yeah, I got a few, yeah. So yeah. I set the over-under for injuries, I set at 1.5. I think it's a virtual lock that somebody is coming out of this banged up.
Jack.
Now, will both of them, I think, is the real question.
I'll go under just because I don't think Joe's going to have to do a ton. He may have to just stand there. I think Jack could suffer a shoulder or elbow injury.
I don't know if you have this prop, but I'm kind of curious.
Okay.
Now, that the camera wears the Phillies outfit.
Oh, wow.
That's does he wear the Phillies outfit?
To wear the Phillies outfit. That's a good prop by you.
I mean, because I just thought about it because, you know, he likes
it's got his last name on it, right?
Yeah.
He absolutely should.
I asked him that yesterday in true to camera fashion. He said, wait and see.
So
he's wearing it.
I don't know.
How much? I'll put $4 on that. That he got.
Do we have a bookie here?
All right. Do we have one more?
Oh no, I got a few more. I'll give you a few now. If you want to get back to some more a little bit later on, I set the over under on argued strike calls at 3.
Oh, I'm going.
You going way over?
Way over. I mean, he's going to argue every call.
So. Yeah, but that's not the best look. Yeah. Like, he might have to consider what kind of a look that is.
No, and somebody just asked on Twitter, is Joe going to run the balls out? Like, say, if he makes contact, is he going to run it out? That's probably – he could probably get hurt doing that.
Well, DeCabra could get hurt walking into the box. You?
I didn't say nothing.
It's walking into the batter's box.
But,
yeah, TK has no idea how to handle this with Joe's here.
But I'll tell you what.
I didn't say a word.
You got to work with you long enough to know how to divert. When it's me and you, it's a problem.
I'll tell you what. This almost sounds like he means business. He was on the afternoon show yesterday. He was on the morning show. Yeah. I don't think he's going to be very tolerant of – the arguing either way, whether it's coming from Jack or Joe.
I would tend to agree. Now, to the running the balls out thing, if he hits a home run, he has to trot around the bases. The likelihood of that
Cadillac.
Is very slim, but he has to do a slow trot around the bases if he hits a home run. And he has to pimp it, too.
Is that not Jack's worst night? Like, even worse than just not being able to throw strikes, Joe taking him yard?
I think you would have to end the competition. The competition may have to end right then and there.
That would
happens.
Be a disaster. Yeah. Joe, a walk-off bat flip?
Yeah.
That would be insane.
The crowd goes wild. They rush him.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We'll check in with Buzz in a little bit as well from Plymouth White Marsh. But your thoughts on the camera versus Fritz. Also, with the Phillies, who are you most frustrated by after last night? Rob Thompson, Dave Dombrowski, or the players, some of the things we're talking about this morning. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
You guys got to remember, the last time Joe played organized baseball, besides Philly's fantasy camp, I think he was 12. So anybody that knows anything about sports, you can look at a player. Let's say they're 10 years after they played. You can tell how much they played by just looking at the way they carry themselves. I just cannot see the camera coming up there looking like anything other than a 12-year-old.
Well, so I mean,
Fritz did play college baseball. I played college baseball. I didn't play at the junior college level, but
yeah, but you're probably cooked.
You can tell
now, Jeff.
That I played a little bit.
I think we have to go to our resident expert on being a cooked athlete. Sometimes I feel like it doesn't matter what the level was. Like, if you're past your prime, you're past your prime, and the playing field's evened out.
Well, I'll say this. I'll take the over on somebody getting hurt, and I believe it's going to be the camera pulling a hamstring easily.
Well, the over-under is 1.5, so they both have to get hurt for the over to hit.
But this is the thing, Jeff. He may not have to run. He may not have to do anything.
Oh, multiple DeCamera injuries is what you're saying. That
also
could hit the over, too.
If Jackie can get the ball up to 70 miles an hour, Joe's not going to touch him. I'll guarantee that.
Wow.
Without even seeing him. Just knowing what Joe looks like as an athlete, there's just no way.
70's a lot, man. I mean, Jack has not pitched competitively in a long, long time.
He did say he was touching 80, though. when he was practicing.
That's okay.
I don't know how much he's been working.
All right, let's get to the Phillies. I'm with you, TK. This is more on Dombrowski. Topper had nothing to work with last night. I mean, he used Strom in the seventh because that was a hot spot late in the game. That's what he always does. So I don't fault him for going to Strom early and then working with what he had left. The problem is working with what he had left, and that's not a lot.
Yeah, and that's the problem, Jeff. I mean, you look at the guys he had. He had three options at the end of that game. And, again, like, he needs to get to the ninth inning. I get, oh, well, why didn't you save Strom or something like that? Well, you need to get there first. And his three options at that point were send Romano back out, or go to Joe Ross, who's been bad lately, or go to Seth Johnson, who has very little experience, and you're not going to trust in that spot. So I just don't know how you could blame Rob Thompson for that. And thanks, Jeff.
Hung up.
Yeah, Jeff.
You cooked him.
I don't know what happened.
Yes, you told him.
He's still showing up on the line, but I thought you agreed with him.
Way to tell him, Jeff.
But as far as the bullpen goes, it is interesting, like, how Rob Thompson views this situation, because he obviously doesn't have great options. Here was Topper after the game talking about his options without Orion Kirkering.
You're caught in the corner. I mean, do you feel like you have enough down in your bullpen, maybe when you don't have one of your guys on a given day?
Well, you know, it was just the structure of their lineup and where we were at in the seventh that we felt like it was Strom's inning, because we'd already used Banks early. It was a four-inning stint for tying it. I thought he pitched great, and I thought he pitched better as the game went on. Stuff got better. Command got better. Very encouraging.
And, yeah, I think you kind of needed to do that, but Hugh, I'll ask you this. Do you think Rob Thompson's in a position where, regardless, you got to save a guy like Kirkering or Strom for the ninth inning every night, regardless?
I think you do. I mean, you know, you've been getting some good outings from your starting pitching. Unfortunately, last night, Taiwan didn't give you that. I think it would have probably been an easier situation if he'd gave you at least six innings. Like, he couldn't give you that. You know, Taiwan hasn't been – and. That's of no fault of his, because, you know, he was in the bullpen. He was pitching well before he went in the bullpen. Now he's out of the bullpen. He gave you four, and now you have to try to piecemeal those other innings together to just try to get the game. And your guy Kirkering, for whatever reason you were trying to save, he wasn't available. So, you know, you're doing the best you can at this point.
Yeah, and where do you fall on that, Kyle? Are you at the point where, Romano, I just don't trust in those kind of situations. Do you, if you're Topper – do you focus more on getting to the ninth, or do you need to save a guy like Kirkering, or when you don't have him, Strom for the ninth inning?
So I do kind of understand the whole thing from Topper about getting the matchups that you want with your best guys out there. And the guy that hit the walk-off was a catcher, right? Like, he's not one of the
Patrick,
like, the
Bailey.
Yeah, like, he's not one of the top of the lineup guys. Like, if it were Devers up there and stuff like that, then, you know, maybe I consider doing something different. But, like, I think he made the right move.
Because of the situation.
Yeah, I liked the idea of picking matchups, especially when you don't have one guy who's your set closer. And, like, you know, considering how barren the bullpen is right now, I think I sort of err on the side of Rob Thompson with that one.
I do, too. But I do think it's interesting when you look at this situation and who you could have for ninth innings moving forward. And I think typically that's going to be Kirkering, but – man, when you don't have him, it's just you just don't have a lot of options. I mean, Banks has been really good this year. I was down on him. He's been very reliable. So you have that. You have Strom. But Romano, I mean, I think we're at the point with Romano where it's not early anymore. We're more than halfway through the season. You can't really rely on him.
I mean, and this is kind of who he's been.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been many mornings we've came in here or you know, and we've complained about his pitching outings. So, yeah, this is kind of what it is.
I'd prefer to be able to move him down into lower leverage situations. But, again, they don't have guys to put in his place.
You don't have the guys to put in his place, so it's a tough spot. 215-592-9494. Oh, boy. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
God help us.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning. How you doing?
What a day. What a day. So much going on. So much to talk about. Are you guys as excited about this as I am?
I don't know how anyone could be.
Yes, I'm as excited as you are,
guys,
Aaron.
I just wanted to send out a quick shout-out. DeFrancisco. What a warm, welcoming producer. He called this morning, had a nice conversation with him. Then I found out that he's a mosh pit guy. I'm a fellow GWAR follower, Sepultura, body count. I used to go to Hammer Jacks back in Baltimore.
What are you even talking about, Aaron?
What is Sepultura?
Francisco, you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Get to the point.
So I have to agree with you guys today. And I don't know how Giglio takes vacation on like the most important day in WIP history, but you know, I guess you gotta take vacation when you can take vacation.
Sepultura is a band.
I don't care.
But today, here's the scenario. I think it's going to be a DNF event. Did not finish. I think there's going to be a scenario where you're going to have Jack Fritz on the mound, on the ground, laying there like a ton of bricks. I think the camera's going to be laying down in the batter's box. And I think the ump is going to be, you know, on the ground as well. Here's the scenario. Jack Fritz is on the mound. He gets the old Bloomberg days, you know, come back. You know, he's going to throw it as hard as he can, trying to impress Walker and Sutton and show them that dad's a man and he can do it. And then you've got Joe DeCamera, who's going to go back to his Phillies fantasy camp days, and he's going to swing as hard as he can, only to pull another groin. And then whoever's catching is going to be so focused on DeCamera and Fritz, he's going to take his eye off the ball. The ball's going to fly whiz past his head, hit the umpire in the head. The umpire's going to go down like a ton of bricks. So I think it's going to be a did not finish event. I think we're moving on to basketball. And we're going to see who the king of the mountain is.
Very optimistic view, Aaron, of what's going to happen today. Giving us a do not finish.
Even more optimistic, is this with the Phillies? I mean, have we ever gone through, you know, a season like we're going through right now? I mean,
with the Phillies?
Like, yeah, Topper. I made a prediction, you know, earlier in the year that Topper wouldn't make it through the All-Star break.
Yeah, it was a bad prediction.
I might not be far off if things continue.
No, you're very far off.
The All-Star breaks in a few days. What do you think? He's going to get fired now?
It might be right after.
You just have to give it up, Aaron. They're not going to do it.
He has lost the locker room.
No, he has. Aaron, appreciate the call. He hasn't lost the locker room. The players just aren't producing. That's not on Rob Thompson.
Just making things up.
Not his fault.
You know, so
crazy.
Suburban energy, man.
Yeah, well,
the players got to get the job done. They got to be better. And again, like Rob Thompson, he's only dealing with the players he's dealt, and the GM didn't give him very good players.
Yeah, I'm kind of with that, man. Because I think back on my playing days, I played with some guys that held you accountable. You know what I mean? Even when I remember my first year here, we were horrible. We had Rodney Pete was our quarterback one time. It was who was it?
Was that Bobby Hoying? Bobby Hoying. I remember.
Man, I remember when Bobby Hoying came and turned down $25 million, talking about they needed to give him more money.
Yeah.
And we went down to Atlanta, and I remember hearing stories about him crying in the huddle, you know.
Oh, man.
And I just remember being in defensive meetings and Emmett telling us, hey, y'all probably going to have to play a lot of football. And you looked around the room, and Cass was like, well, hey, that's what we have to do. It doesn't feel like, you know, and I know baseball is different, but it doesn't feel like you got those kind of cats on this team. It just doesn't feel like that suburban energy, man. You know, that's what it kind of feels like to me.
You know what I felt overwhelmingly last night watching Giants walk us off the way that they did? I felt jealousy.
Crazy. You for real?
Yeah, like, honestly, the Phillies this year, they're boring. What? There's been no fun moments whatsoever. That was fun.
No, I agree.
I'm jealous.
And that comes back to the conversation that we were having yesterday. It's like, this is why you need to do something significant. This team needs a jolt, man. They need something that is going to get them going, because it hasn't worked. And they just look so many times like they're just dead, going through the motions. And that's how it's looked the last couple nights in San Fran, without a doubt. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. You want to get on the Phillies. Who are you most frustrated with after that loss last night? As Jordan Romano blows it again. Rob Thompson, Dave Dombrowski, or the players on the field. DeCamera versus Fritz, 1 hour before this takes place at Plymouth White Marsh High School. Make sure you go to that. Make sure you come to
McGurk's
Pub and Grill. We're here in Fort Washington today. And when we get back, a message sent to Jack. from somebody very special to him, but I think a massive miscalculation by Team Fritz in this. So we'll get to that coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, it's Black Friday, everybody. In July at the Mattress Warehouse, right now you can save 60% store-wide, including top-selling mattresses from Sealy, Serta, Beauty Rest, that's Serta, Beauty Rest, and more, and score a free adjustable base with select mattresses. Looking for an even bigger savings? Check out the Mattress Warehouse floor model clearance event and save even more. If y'all don't know, that's the ones that are on the floor that people probably laid on. If you're all right with that, then you could probably get a deal on that. Plus, enjoy free next-day delivery and 0% interest financing. Don't wait. These Black Friday in July deals end soon. Make sure you tell them your guy Hugh Douglas sent you. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at MattressWarehouse.com. That's MattressWarehouse.com.